there, boys and girls. When you hear that theme song, come running, because it's time for the Children's Bible Club. Join in with the children in the choir and their director, Mr. Woods, and me, Aunt Carolyn. I'm here to bring you a real true story from God's Word. But before all that, here's the choir to warm up our hearts. Maybe you can sing along, too.
We hope you've had a good week since we met last week on the Bible Club. We're so glad for our radio friends. And I want to tell you how much we appreciate the letters that we get from grown-ups who write to the Children's Bible Club. Some tell us that they use this Bible Club sometimes to get the message of the gospel to boys and girls in their neighborhood. Some say that they just enjoy listening themselves. And also they've used our Bible Club booklets to give out to children, maybe in Sunday school classes for prizes or different things like that. So, besides the regular Bible Clubbers who write every week, we have a lot of good grown-up friends that love the Children's Bible Club, too, and we surely appreciate it. We'll look to get your letter this week.
Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or maybe you'd rather write an email. Here's our email address, AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. That address is AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Say, do you like tests? Most kids don't. But Christians who truly love God often are tested on their loyalty and obedience to the Lord. Job endured a hard test, but he passed with flying colors. The three Hebrew children faced the fiery furnace, but by faith they proved God's might and power. And Abraham loved God. In fact, he was called the friend of God, but he also faced a hard test. You see, Isaac was a very special boy because he was promised by God, he was an only child, and he was born in Abraham and Sarah's old age. Many such children are so coddled that they become spoiled brats, but not Isaac. His father taught him to fear God and obey. So, Isaac grew and became a great help to his father. There was a special bond of love between them. But when Isaac was in his teens, God put Abraham to a hard test. Abraham had waited so long for a son, and Isaac was such a fine boy. The question arose, who did Abraham love best, God or Isaac? No doubt Abraham thought, why, I love God best, of course. But God went further. Abraham, he called. Quick to answer, as we all should be, Abraham said, here I am. And God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, to the land of Moriah, to a mountain which I will show you, and offer him as a burnt offering unto me. What a command! Isaac was such a joy, and now had become such a fine young man. Did God really want him to be offered as a sacrifice? But Abraham didn't question God. The very next morning he got up early, saddled his donkey, and took two young servants to carry wood. There were no matches in that day to start a fire, so Abraham carried a fire in a small iron pot. Oh, yes, he took one more thing, a long, sharp knife. Isaac, my son, get ready. We're going to Moriah to worship the Lord. Obedient Isaac needed no more explanation and prepared to go. For 2 days, the servants and Isaac walked along as the old man rode the donkey. No doubt Abraham's heart was heavy as he faced the task ahead. Yet God had promised this son, and from him a great nation. How could God fulfill that promise if Isaac were dead? But this was no time to question. By faith, Abraham would obey God, and God would have to be responsible, even if it meant raising up Isaac from the dead. On the third day, Abraham saw the appointed place. He stopped and told the servants to wait there with the donkey. I and my son will go yonder and worship, and we'll come back to you again. Loading the wood onto Isaac's back, Abraham carried the fire and knife, and together they went on up the mountain. Hours passed slowly and quietly. Then Isaac spoke, Father, we have the wood and the fire, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Oh, the question must have pierced Abraham's heart like a dagger. He could not yet tell Isaac that he was to be the sacrifice. My son, he replied, God will provide himself a lamb. And they went on together. On Mount Moriah, they built an altar and laid on the wood for the fire. Then Abraham laid Isaac on top of the wood and bound his hands and prepared to sacrifice him. Abraham's heart may have been heavy, but by faith he would obey God. But what of Isaac? He was a strong teenager. He could have easily run away from his aged father. But Isaac didn't flinch. If his life was required as a sacrifice to God, so be it. Oh, for such fathers and sons today who would love and obey God, even at great cost. Well, Abraham lifted the long, sharp knife high over his head, ready to plunge it into the heart of his only son. Suddenly a voice from heaven called, "Abraham, don't touch the lad. Now I see that you fear God and would even give up your only son for me." Then Abraham saw in a thicket a ram caught by his horns. Quickly Abraham cut the ropes to free Isaac. Isaac leaped down from the altar, and Abraham offered the ram to God. Oh, God had indeed provided himself a lamb. How thankful Abraham and Isaac were as they went back together to meet the servants, just as Abraham had said. Abraham had stood God's test. He proved his faith and loyalty, and that God was first in his life. Oh, God wonderfully provided a substitute for Isaac that day. And God has provided a substitute for you. The Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, died on the cross so you could go free from sin's penalty. Christ died for our sins. He was buried and rose again. Now he offers full pardon for all your sin if you'll receive him as your Savior.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.